In terms of everyday actions, I thought of some things. This is not comprehensive, but some things that I thought about. One thing is that several years ago, there was a sustainable seafood campaign that was actually done by one of my AWS graduates. And she was involved with the Emirates WWF, and they did a sustainable fisheries campaign. And basically it gave everyday citizens of the UAE information about which fish species were being caught sustainably and which fish species were overfished, and therefore encouraging them to cut back on eating and buying fish that were overfished, like hamor as a simple example. So they put out a guidebook and they put some publicity online, and they ranked fish, whether they were green to go or yellow to be cautious or red not to get it. So maybe some sort of interest in a campaign like that would be a good idea. Overall, it's not, well, I would say overall, reduce your use of plastics. So efforts to ban one-use plastic bags have gone in the UAE. This is good. Important to dispose of them properly. I think that there are initiatives for ecotourism in the UAE. And so, for example, there are kayaking trips you can do in the mangroves of Ajman, for example. There's some ecotourism hotels on Sharjah in Khorfa Khan, for example. And so this puts more value in preserving these important habitats. So not only do you get to go out and see the beautiful marine environment and some of the interesting wildlife, birds and fish and crabs and these sort of things, turtles in some cases, but also your money goes to support the preservation of these important natural areas. So that's something that people should do for fun and also potentially to help out. In terms of other actions, there are a variety of initiatives around the UAE, different government agencies and other organizations that are engaged in mangrove plantings. So the UAE government has recognized the value of mangrove habitat to support wildlife, including birds and fish, for example, also to stabilize the shorelines. And so there have been efforts to plant more mangroves where appropriate. And as a result, the coverage of mangroves in the UAE over the years has actually increased over time. And my guess is, and I know that in some cases, citizens can get involved in planting those mangroves. I have participated in, I'm a diver as a marine biologist, so I have participated in diver cleanups. So there are dive organizations in the UAE that get together and find areas where there's too much trash on the bottom of the ocean and figure out ways to remove some of that trash. There are beach cleanups initiatives as well to, again, hopefully reduce plastic pollution in the ocean, but other pollution as well, something that people can participate in as well. The Sharjah EPA, there's another AUS graduate who's works now as a researcher and management official in the Sharjah EPA. And I know that he has a network of people that are monitoring the beaches, basically. So I think this is various lifeguards, for example, but other people are monitoring the shorelines, both on the Gulf side and the East Coast side. And they're looking at stranding, so it's a stranding network. So they're reporting any turtles that wash ashore, either dead or living. And if they're living, they try to rescue them and take them to places like SeaWorld Abu Dhabi that can maybe rehabilitate them, for example. They monitor the shorelines for dead or alive seabirds, for example, that are in trouble. Even sea snakes, for example. They monitor the shorelines to see dead dolphins as well, other marine life that washes ashore. So if it is a live turtle, for example, or a live sea snake, they do have facilities that to rehabilitate them and hopefully release them back into the wild. They're involved in that. But then I've actually reviewed some of this paper as an anonymous reviewer, so I'm revealing myself. where he got valuable data and his organization got valuable data related to turtle strandings and dead turtles on the East Coast that had died due to oil spills on the East Coast. So this is an issue on the East Coast. I have gone snorkeling and seen oil washed ashore. I've swum with oil. My snorkeling gear right now does have some oil still stuck on it because I swam through a blob back accidentally while I was snorkeling. But unfortunately, there are periodic oil pollution events on the East Coast, and he was able to collect data not only on the dead turtles, but also on when the oil was washing ashore on the beaches, and show that there was oil spills that were killing turtles. In some cases, these turtles are endangered species. So my guess is that citizens could probably get involved in that wood network and monitor the beaches and collect valuable data, potentially save some wildlife that has not died yet, but also collect valuable data for that sort of research as well.